hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a very chilly morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But, you know, our friends up in Chicago and other places in the north, and I'm sure just laugh at us when we complain that this is a tough situation. They deal with a lot colder than we have. But for us, it's cold. Beautiful morning. I went out to drive to the station this morning. The station's located over near DFW Airport, and the sunrise was just beautiful. But, yeah, it was cold. It was 20 or a little bit less than that around these parts. And, again, no big deal for a lot of people in other areas. But for us, there are some things that we need to talk about here. And one of my arborist buddies brought something up to us about trees that I wanted to share with you that's fairly important and are very important. And we sent out a newsletter related to that. We'll get into that a little bit. Let me tell you first that our telephone number to be on the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're not going to be doing any gardening in a lot of the United States right now, but it's a good time to talk about a lot of things, problems that you've had in the past, planning for when things warm up, what are we going to plant, how are we going to plant it, tree care issues, very important right now, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to throw out on the table. The number is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Got a SPCA dog I need to tell you about. I need to pull up a print of that. Looks like we've had some success with helping some of the dogs get placed in the past. Maybe need a little bit more help. We'll get into that after the first break. And my tea is kind of a usual thing. It's ginger. I had some Turk's cap fruit left, not any flowers, but some of the fruit, and you may have the same thing if you had any before and got it harvested before the freeze. It might still be all right now, but the freeze will probably knock it off if you haven't gotten it already. But I put a lot of honey in it this morning. I put a lot of apple cider vinegar. That's become the two things that I really enjoy in my vinegar, no matter what I put in as the base ingredients. But the thing we need to, I guess, start with, and I don't know, I'll get back to the SPCA thing in just a little bit. First of all, I probably ought to mention that our book, the new book, is out there now. Mother Earth News says it's selling crisply along. You can get it from them. Those of you that are in the retail business can get it wholesale from Mother Earth News. And it's a redo of the manual, the organic manual, one of the first books that we did. Started off as a book that was not a book, actually. It was a handout that I did. And the first seminar that I ever did in Dallas, attempting to teach people, I didn't know that much back in those days myself, but attempting to teach people how to do this natural organic program. It was fascinating back in those days, and that was 1989. I found the actual printed invitation a couple of days ago, and it was actually, I was thinking it was maybe a little bit later than that, but it was actually the same year that I started the radio show, the first radio shows that I did. Did some work at WRR, the classical station in Dallas, and some work at WBAP after that, and then ended up after 20-something years coming over here. But it all got started in 1989, and we talked to people around the industry, and it was pretty fascinating to me. I don't know why it should have been, because when it was explained to me, this natural organic program, I was in the dark. I didn't know anything about it at all. And for some reason, I thought more people somewhere around this part of the world would understand the organic program already, and it turned out that they didn't very much at all. And so there was a pretty good bit of interest in having the seminar and getting involved and talking about things, and I convinced the retail people that it would be a good business opportunity because you start doing things a lot earlier in the season. We don't wait until April and things are growing to start fertilizing and doing a bunch of stuff. We start working right after the first of the year, especially all across the South, the biggest part of the country. We start doing first major fertilization of the year and bed preparation and a lot of things in January and especially in February. If you're in the north where the ground's frozen, obviously you have to wait. But even there, even where the temperatures are really cold and the ground's literally frozen, you start doing things earlier in the season. It's why we try to get across the point to everybody that it's not a matter of just changing from using the toxic chemical pesticides and the fertilizers over to using something else. That's really not what it's all about. Part of it, but that's not the main point. The main point is it is a completely different philosophy and approach to gardening, farming, landscaping, ranching, golf course work, and everything else. We're using different timing. We're using a different philosophy of building the soil, not force feeding the plants. We're using a completely different products, but a schedule as well. And that's what we talk about here and have a lot of fun talking about it. If you're new to it, we'll chat about, you know, whatever it is that you want to chat about it. If you don't know anything, if it's all foreign terms and everything, that's fine because a lot of us are, well, in fact, we're all still learning all the time. So anyway, the manual was done as a handout in this first seminar that I did, literally a handout. It was a GBC-bound we called it the organic. Well, I don't remember if we called it a manual right there at first. I think we did. I think we called it that from the very beginning, but it was just a simple 30-page or so Xerox copied GBC-bound thing that we handed out in these seminars. And the first seminar that I ever had, I invited retail stores, I invited people in the landscape industry, I invited people from the city of Dallas, had some come too. And I invited Malcolm Beck from San Antonio to be involved with us. He came up and was part of it. We had so many people ask about this handout that I did that we started printing more, and then more people asked about it, especially retail stores. And we said, well, you know, let's just turn it into a book, which we did. We self-published it for a couple of different versions of it, and then we turned it over to a publishing company to do it. And if you've looked at my books, you've probably noticed that the Organic Manual, which is a small book, small paperback book, a couple hundred pages or so now, but it's gone through several different looks and colors. We started changing the color of the manual every time we made a major edit, major update to it. Well, the latest one kind of went back to similar to one of the colors through the trip of making a bunch of different versions of the Organic Manual. And we did it with Mother Earth News. Mother Earth News felt very strongly that it needed to say food crops on the cover, so it does. It has a big crate of vegetables and things on the cover. But inside, it's greatly updated, a whole lot of new information, especially we refined the recommendations of the basic programs, the various basic programs, whether it's fruit and pecan trees, roses, just the basic program. All the formulas are updated in there. But probably the thing that changed the most is information on trees, which is going to be a lot of the conversation today. We added a lot on the root flare, exposing the root flare, base management and all that, some drawings that I think helped quite a bit. And Mother Earth News did a great job. They got it done in a remarkably short period of time. We were very impressed about that. And anyway, it's out there. You can go to MotherEarthNews.com and find the information there. Some of the retail stores and other places may have the book now and available, but it is out there, of course, along with all my other books as well. What we need to talk about is next is the freeze and something specifically related to your trees. We'll talk about that when I come back. If you want to be on the show with me, it's 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just fill out the form that's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the freeze. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and so I don't forget this, talk about our little doggy, and then we'll talk about the freeze issues and trees and everything. Sammy from previous features was adopted. Thank you for that. Dragon, and Dragon's really, really cool looking. Black and white. You can see all these dogs on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But take a look at Dragon. Dragon's still looking for a home. Permanent home. And this week it's Estelle, and she's a star, it says. 3-year-old gray and white pit bull mix. So that's one of those pit bull terriers. 58 pounds, very friendly and energetic, likes people a lot. It does say that if you have other dogs, you need to bring them in and meet, so make sure they get along, which is a common thing to do. But check Estelle out. Estella. On dirtdoctor.com, just go to the SPCA feature button there, and you can go right to her picture and Dragon's picture as well. Okay, freeze issues. I got an email from one of my buddies, and he's an arborist. He's the one that we have to credit for being the first person to really start talk in this part of the world, Dallas-Fort Worth area, probably Texas, start talking about trees being too deep in the ground and exposing the flares and how important that is. And you know that I talk about it. Some people think ad nauseum, but it's one of the most important things we talk about because trees are extremely important. They're the only part of landscaping that can actually improve the value of the land on a continuing basis, on an ongoing basis. You know, nothing else does that. Time will, but as far as, you know, an improvement with some plants, some landscaping and whatnot, the trees are what really does that. And so they're valuable and they need to be taken care of, and they make us feel good. They create the real environment of the site of the landscaping of the farm or ranch or whatever it is, and or the skeleton of the design. And it's important not just on landscaping things, but farms and ranches as well. So anyway, Sandy Rose, his name, he sent an email out to some people in the business, I don't know how many, saying that we're about to have a freeze event that goes in the direction of this incredible event that we had back in 1983-84, where the temperature dropped a tremendous amount, and it stayed cold for a very long time, really, really cold. There was a lot of damage that year, tremendous amount of damage. People in the nursery industry lost their inventories completely in some cases. And, you know, there was a death of even some big existing, well-established shade trees all around. And there was a lot of controversy about it, about what you should do and what you shouldn't have done and all that kind of thing. Well, Sandy said that what is about to happen, which happened last night, which happened yesterday, is that when you get a drop in temperature of something like we had 40 degrees, I think it was closer to 50 degrees drop in a very short period of time, that creates, you know, that can do some damage. That can kill some things, and we'll talk about some of those plants, some of the plants that we kind of risk a little bit and we plant knowing that they're marginally hardy in the garden, which we all do and we'll probably continue to do. You're going to lose some of that stuff. There's no doubt about it. We can talk about it if you got any questions, and I can tell you what, and I'll try to in general here, talk about what you can do in general, try to prevent as much loss as possible. But on trees, there's something different that goes on. When you have this real fast dropping cold and it gets really cold, more than the trees are used to, which was the case here. I mean, we were walking around in shorts and t-shirts, you know, less than 24 hours ago, quite a bit less than 24 hours ago. And then this hits. Well, what happens is that the freezing is not necessarily the problem, especially for trees. What the problem is, the big problem, is that's what Sandy was pointing out to us, is that if those trees that had that real fast flash freezing get hit by sunlight the next day and start to warm up, that it can cause what's called ring shakes. What that means is that the bark, the outer and the inner bark, separate from the tree. And that's what back in 83, 84 really severely damaged a lot of trees. A lot of you know what I'm talking about because you saw live oaks more than any tree, and sometimes red oaks and sometimes crape myrtles have the bark just kind of bust away. Well, that's why it did it. It was the sunlight in the morning. It especially happens on eastern and southeastern facing trunks. So if you have a tree that, like mine, most of mine that are in the shade and are not going to be hit by direct sun, probably going to be okay. And a lot of trees are much more durable about this than others. But if you, and we sent out Tyson Woods with Trees by Woods, he and I talked about Sandy's memo on what to do about it. And we sent out, both of us sent out newsletters, he to his customers, and we sent it out to the whole 110,000 people on our newsletter list, warning them, saying, look, we don't want to be overly, scary about this. We don't want to, you know, overly do this, but we want to make you aware of it and tell you what to do. We'll tell you what to do when I come back. I didn't do that on purpose. The birds just flew in on me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you want to talk about trees or any other thing in the environment, let us know. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. The thing that you do if you do think you have a valuable tree that's in this condition that you want, and you want to do something. You may not need to do this, but if you want to do it, this is what you do. You wrap the tree with burlap. Now, you know that a lot of people are shocked. You never recommend wrapping. Well, this is the one situation where I do, because you're wrapping for a different reason. You're wrapping to keep the direct sunlight from hitting the trunk of the tree. So you have to use something opaque. You have to use a tarp or burlap or something like that, wrap around so the direct sun doesn't heat up the trunk too fast. That's where that ring shake problem comes from. So even if it got extremely cold, which it could have, you know, more so than it liked, and some damage started happening, you can prevent it if you think you have this situation by wrapping with burlap. And we put in the newsletter that the floating row cover in this case doesn't work because it lets sunlight through. You'd still get the trunk heating up. And the other thing is, if you, after a few weeks, after a week or two, you see that there's some bark popping loose, or if you take a screwdriver or a pocket knife and tap on the bark and it sounds hollow, that's what's happened. You've had this this separation. You do not pull the bark off. You leave it there, and wrapping and treating with some of the things that we recommend when you have physical damage to the tree, you know, the tree trunk goop, keeping it on there and keeping it moist and everything is what we would do. And we can talk more about that in detail, but that's in general what you do. If you think you have a tree that's susceptible to what I'm talking about here. It was in the newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and see the current newsletter there. And if you look at dirtdoctor.com's homepage, over there to the right of that window that changes photographs, goes through the contest photograph, which I'll tell you about too, and the basic organic program and a video and stuff. But one over to the right of that, you'll see a list of items. What that is a list of the newest things that have been added to our website. And the newest thing is the one right at the top, and you'll see the newsletter listed over there. You can click on it and see the newsletter right there. You can go into the newsletter part of dirtdoctor.com and click on the archives, and it'll be there for you as well. If you want to get the newsletter, and this was an additional one. We'd already sent out one this week. This was the second one this week, and we'll do another one next week. So this was a kind of a special one because of the weather. But to get them, all you do is sign up, fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You can just send us an email if you want to do that, too. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll sign you up. If you don't like it, you just click on don't send it to me anymore, and we won't. But it doesn't cost you anything. It's a good value. All right, let's see what else I need to catch up on here before we go to the contest picture. We do a contest every week, and how it works is you take a look at the photograph that flashes up there. There'll be four different things that are on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Those buttons, those little round buttons at the bottom of the page, if you want to speed it up, if you're not willing to wait until it automatically changes, just click the different buttons. Usually the one on the right, has been my experience, is the one that pulls up the contest picture. All you do is call the show, 866-444-3478, identify the plant, and you win one of our natural organic certification courses. It's a 15-chapter course, online school, and you take the course one chapter at a time and then take a test at the end. You got to pass 100%, not 70, but 100. And then you go to the next chapter. When you complete all 15, we send you a certificate saying that you have completed, you are certified in this natural organic approach according to the Texas Organic Research Center. And by the way, Texas Organic Research Center is 501c3 corporation, and it's where the primary thing there is research information and data backing up what we talk about, backing up the things that we recommend, backing up the things that we don't recommend and why. The thing that's building the fastest there and you'll find the most stuff because a big document was put on there last week, is how dangerous and how bad Roundup is, glyphosate, and why you should not be using that product and why you ought to be considering some of the alternatives that we recommend here. Orange oil, fatty acid products, the flame devices a lot of people in agriculture use, cultivating techniques, other kinds of things. But to spray and kill something, you can use the vinegar and fatty acid products, and there's new ones coming out on the market all the time. We're delighted about that. A lot of research in that area because the industry, even the big chemical companies, know that the pressure is building and building very quickly in that area because the glyphosate, the Roundup product, is directly linked now to all kinds of big problems, you know, degenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and cancer and autism in children. In fact, autism in children is just going up like a skyrocket, just in the same kind of movement up as the use of glyphosate. The really scary thing about glyphosate is that it is now not controlling certain weeds. Certain weeds are becoming weeds that the glyphosate, you know, doesn't affect. And so what they're doing now, and the incredible thing they're doing now, and it worst one I've ever imagined has been put on the market now, okayed by the federal government. It's a mixture of Roundup and 2,4-D in the same product, because these weeds have been created that the glyphosate used to kill but doesn't kill anymore. They've adapted to it. Unfortunately, the bacteria in the soil and in the gut of wildlife and livestock and pets and you and me has not adapted. We're just seeing the worst of it so far. Okay, so that's the contest thing. We've been doing that for several weeks. And by the way, on the website, if you look down toward the below the middle of the page, those photographs down there on Instagram or some of the ones from the past, we weren't identifying them there. I think that Yoga Mike is identifying them now there for you. So if you had any curiosity about what any of those from the past were, it's on there. And if it's not there, let me know. The other thing on this freeze, I'm going to go home after the show and start looking around and seeing what damage we have. I know for sure I've got one potential problem, and that is I've left some potted plants out that I probably shouldn't have. Probably should have moved them up closer to the house or put them in the greenhouse, but I really wanted to see how tough they would be, and we'll start seeing that, maybe not today, but in the next week. We may stay frozen. We may stay below 32 degrees for the rest of the next couple of days, it sounds like. But the thing that's important for you to know, and this is why, one of the reasons why I wanted to subject some of these to that, without question, if you use the natural organic program that we recommend, one of the benefits that comes along with it, and it's pretty exciting that it does this, it's just one of the benefits, but one of those benefits is a 4 to 5 degree protection in the plants. Well, how does that work? Well, it works because when you have healthy, biologically active soil, you know, you haven't been spraying Roundup, and you haven't been using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer, you hadn't been using weed and feed fertilizers, you've been using organic fertilizers, compost instead of peat moss, and all the things that we recommend here, you're building the life in the soil. What that relates to directly is the availability to the plants of trace minerals. All the trace minerals that the plant needs to have become much more easily available to the plant when you use these amendments and fertilizers and liquids and dry things that we recommend. That's why they work so well. They're available to the plant. They don't volatilize. They don't leach away. They don't wash away. They stay in place, as opposed to the synthetic fertilizers, which are salts and go away. Salt, man, that recommends me. That reminds me of something else I need to talk to you about. But directly related to the trace minerals being available to the plants, whether it's your food crops, herbs, vegetables, fruit trees, or landscaping plants, doesn't matter what kind of plant it is, what's directly related to the trace minerals being available to the plant is that there will be more complex carbohydrates in the plant. Those are the sugars. And those sugars function as a natural antifreeze. That's where the situation comes from, where we probably gain a hardiness zone. You know, here in Dallas, we're in 8 now. A lot of people try to tell you it's not the case, but it is the case. And we'll increase as much as a hardiness zone in some cases. Other things you can do to help prevent the freeze damage are just the arrangement of the plants, how you have them protected in your garden and all that kind of thing. One that I'm really curious to watch, and there's a possibility I could get blindsided on this. I have probably the largest bay tree in Texas, probably by a long way. It's, our ginkgo now is over 50 feet tall and 50 feet wide. It's just amazing. And I've got a video coming up for you on that we'll do right away. But the bay is right next to the ginkgo. And it must be, it's pushing 30 feet in height, and it must be 20, 25 feet wide. It does have a buffer behind it, which is to the north of a bamboo forest. Now, I'm sure that helps some, you know, as the north wind comes whistling through there. It's been outside for 35 years, and we'll see what happens this time. I would expect it to have some cosmetic damage, and we'll be honest and show you what it is, whatever it is. The worst thing I've seen happen to it was one year when we had a dramatic drop like we've just had. It wasn't 50-degree change like the one we just had here, but it was bad enough to where it actually burned some of the foliage, some of the newest growth on the bay. And this is the cooking bay, Lars Nobilis. Some of the foliage had brown spotting all over it. You know, you could tell it was some freeze damage. Maybe worse this time. It may completely kill it. I kind of doubt it. We will certainly tell you if so, and we'll learn from that. When we come back, I want to talk to those of you who have been putting out salt for ice. It's a bad idea. Back with that information right after this.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. B12
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we have got somebody calling in about the contest on dirtdoctor.com. Let's see what Jack's up to in Gunter, Texas. Hi, Jack. Jack, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you? What can I do for you? And did you have a guess?
Yeah, I have a guess. This week's photo is the Chinese parasol tree.
Chinese parasol tree. Well, that didn't take long to come up with a winner. Congratulations, Jack.
You're welcome.
I thought that would be a little more difficult. We had a couple people try to guess by email, and they had some really good guesses. One is chaya, and that has a very similar leaf, and I thought we'd hear some other guesses before we got to it. What was the giveaway? You could see the green trunks in the background.
The giveaway was in 1960s in Florida. I grew one.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. Well, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll get your information. Congratulations. You get one of the natural organic certification courses.
Yes. By the way, I'm a member.
Oh, okay, good. You're a member of the
Ground Crew.
The Ground Crew or the Organic Club of America, either one. Yeah, we've used both names. Well, hang on a minute, and I'll get Mary Rose or David in there to get your information, and we'll get the stuff to you.
Thank you.
Way to go. All right. He got it. His Chinese varnish tree or Chinese parasol tree, either one is fine on the guess for that tree. Let's see. David, we got another call about something I commented on, so let's go ahead and do that. David in Arkansas someplace. Where are you, David?
We're in Snowball. We're just down from Mountain Home and up from Harrison.
Okay,
we're
up at the top top of the state?
Yeah. With all the white stuff on the ground right now, we got kind of what y'all got, but we went to zero and it got special last night. We're at 6 degrees this morning.
Oh, boy.
Bakery.
Yeah.
You said you had one that's 30 foot tall. Is that normal height for them?
No, mine's probably five or more times bigger than the closest one to it in Dallas. I planted mine originally from a little 4-inch cutting or 4-inch transplant that I got from a garden center Like I said, over 30 years ago, and I stepped it up to a one-gallon container, and then I put it in a larger ceramic pot. And I heard all these people talking about that bay was not hardy here in this area. And it finally got to the size where I got tired moving it around, so I just stuck it in the ground.
Is there any way we can get one to grow here?
Well, yeah, you get colder than we do here, so it's going to be a little bit dicey. How you say it's 6 degrees now?
Yeah, 6 degree hard temp with a wind chill of 7 below.
Yeah, that'd probably take it out, Jack. You could do some stuff that would be pretty heroic, like completely cover the plant with floating row cover, you know, or something like that, and maybe get by with it. But that one would be tough. You're going to probably have to do what people say you have to do here in Dallas, and that's treat it like a tender plant, move it in and out, or give it some kind of protection.
It could be put in like a part of a 55-gallon drum if you had a way to move it back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can put it in a big container, and you can move it in and out. And you'd only have to move it out when we had some kind of really dramatic temperature event like we're having here, you know, when it's just dropped. Your temperature probably changed 40 or 50 degrees in the last 24 hours, didn't it?
Oh, no. It went from 74 degrees yesterday afternoon at noon, and by 3 o'clock it was 37.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's about 40 degrees.
Yeah, it dropped. Just like I say.
Yeah.
The next thing I had was we can't get the corn gluten meal.
Really? Well, have you talked to the local feed stores, farm stores?
No. He said he's not going to get it. He's not going to deal with it.
Was there some reason?
He just said he wasn't going to deal with it. It was going to be too much money, so I don't know. But
that's interesting. Well, you can buy it online and have it shipped. The problem is when you buy 40, 50-pound bags online, you end up paying more for the shipping than for the product, David. But if you can't find a garden center or a talk to some of the other feed stores to get it for you, I don't know what you can do other than just buy it mail order. Now, you can buy it mail order in little 20-pound bags or even 5-pound bags. So that's another possibility, another way to
go
there.
We're 50 miles from Harrison, and there's a place up there that's talking about going all organic. I was going to talk to him, but what we used last year, it was supposed to be crack corn,
uh-huh.
But it was super fine, but it still had, you know, some little finer, bigger kernels in it.
Right.
And it seemed to work, I mean, compared to what we had, but we got corn growing. But,
yeah, that's the only negative about that. And plus the fact when you use basically cracked corn is the whole corn, you know, like a whole ground corn. And the percentage of corn gluten meal or the protein part of it, which is what corn gluten meal is only about 10%. If that of that product, so you don't get that same kind of pre-emergent effect. You get real good disease control from it if you don't mind the
fertilizer.
Well, it'll give you some fertilizer, but very mild fertilizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would corn, just regular cornmeal, be better?
Yeah, it wouldn't grow corn plants for you. Probably a better way to go. But you have to use a lot of it to get any fertilizer value. Take a look at alfalfa meal. Maybe they'll help you get that. They pretty hard-headed if they won't help you get some corn gluten meal in that store. But keep working at it and keep me posted. We'll try to help get the products more available out there across the country with every attempt we can make.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the call very much, David. Got an open line at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back.